Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about using student input to improve your teaching, and this comes from an article in the Journal of Staff Development. And this video is going to be pretty short because most of the meat of this article is located in the full article write-up that you can download off the Best Practices Weekly site. But the basic idea is that there's something called the Tripod Project, which is an alliance of school districts, research organizations, other education sector organizations that are working to really use data in a more meaningful way to help teachers improve their practice. And one of the things that they've done is design something called the 7 C's, which is a framework for getting student input about the conditions in your classroom. And I wanted to quickly go over what those 7 C's are. And the idea is, if you give your students a survey, essentially asking them to agree or disagree with statements about these 7 elements of the classroom, you're going to get a lot of really good information about how your students perceive the classroom, especially if you compare that against what you would say about your classroom. So I'm going to go over what the 7 C's are. In the full article write-up, they have the suggested questions that you might actually ask in a survey, so you could easily just copy and paste that and then create a quick, 5-point scale and hand that to your students, within a day or two. So I really encourage you to head towards that after you watch this video. So the 7 C's are, first, care. Basically, does the teacher care about me as a student? Control, which is about to what extent is the teacher kind of relinquishing control to the students, how student-centered is the classroom. Clarify is the amount to which the teacher is asking students to really justify their answers. And then challenge, so is the teacher asking rigorous things, the teacher really wanting to know, to push students. There's captivate, which is how much am I interested in this, essentially. How much am I actually sort of compelled and interested and engaged in the classroom. Confer, it's just the extent to which students are interacting with one another. And then consolidate, which is the extent to which the teacher is really summarizing what has been learned. And so, again, this was done with a bunch of research to find that these 7 elements, if you have students that are agreeing that these are, that sort of, they're present in the classroom, tend to be classrooms where students are achieving higher. So in general, you want students to be agreeing about these 7 C's, that they are in fact what you would want them to be. And so, again, I really encourage you to go check out the full article review, the write-up, and go ahead and give this to your students and see what they tell you about how they're perceiving the classroom, and then that can be a source of information for you to make some decisions about how to make your classroom even better. Thanks for watching, and happy teaching.